This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You've reached another Joy 94.9 podcast.
The hottest event on the LGBTIQ calendar is the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras.
And this week it is Joy.
Thanks to our Joy sponsors, Virgin Australia, who'll fly you there, Airbnb, who'll put you up for your stay, and GoGet, who'll drive you around in style.
Then have the time of your life celebrating the Mardi Gras Parade with a view money can't buy at the Joy 94.9 VIP broadcast.
An unforgettable experience you don't want to miss.
For a chance to win, donate $5 to Joy via joy.org.au.
Enter as many times as you like. There's no limits.
The more times you donate $5, the more chances you have to win.
But do it before Feb 17.
T's and C's apply. See joy.org.au.
The joy of summer.
The joy of Mardi Gras.
Joy 94.9. On today's podcast, Christina, we're revisiting a story that we talked about a couple of weeks ago.
Which one?
Well, I can't tell you, but it involves a celebrity encounter.
A celebrity encounter?
Two celebrities meeting each other. And one didn't know who the other was.
Was it when, like, I met you or something?
Oh, thanks for calling me a celebrity. I had no clue who you actually are.
I have no clue who you are either. Why are you still here?
Oh my God, why are we both here?
My God, go away.
This is a Chris and Jess podcast. But Chris, when I am working, I sort of work behind the scenes on a few sort of television shows. So
I like that. When I am working.
When I am working.
So unfortunately, he's unemployed.
That's all right. As I was saying, I get to watch the Super Bowl next week. I'm stoked.
But he's looking for work contracts. So if anyone...
This isn't an advertisement for me, no. But I know a few people who, they've got a bit of a name about them, a bit of a following, you know.
Oh,
definitely have a lot. This is not... I was trying to get away with this.
Excuse me. Is someone name dropping?
No, I'm actually not.
Who do you know?
Name dropping because this person is asked to remain nameless, actually.
Nameless dropping.
So I caught up with them, I think it was,
Can I just ask you? Wait,
certainly
before
can.
You
say. Go for it.
Is this a person who has quite, do they have much of a following?
They do. They put us to shame. The tens of thousands, you would say, on social media.
Oh, okay, so not like 500 like us.
No, 500,000 or something. Something like that.
Okay, so they've got...
Anyway,
so if they were asked to go on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, they'd probably
They would say no.
Got it. Continue.
Yes, so they're a real celebrity. So anyway, they told me the story last week, and I thought this is too good to not share. They were at a restaurant the other day, mm-hmm. and they, you know, every now and then people sort of, you know, they come up to them and say hi, that kind of stuff. But when you're at a restaurant at your own table, it's, you know, it's kind of your own space, yeah. You'd think. Anyway, they were left by themselves when the other person went to go up, order some drinks or something. And a lady came up to the table and got really close, like sort of in the personal space, and just said, opening was just hi. I was like, hello. Oh, hi, how you doing? Oh, it's good to see you. I just want to say love you. I was like, oh, thanks. And this lady says, you know what, you probably recognize me. This person's like, look, you know what? I'm really sorry. She's like, oh, I know what it's like being you. People are coming up and stopping me, and I've been in all the newspapers. I've been on television, and
who's this person,
this celeb's like, oh, I'm really sorry. I'm not too sure. I haven't been watching any of the news or anything like that. They've been away, sort of trying to get themselves out of it. And oh, yeah, you know me. I'm the lady who got attacked by a kangaroo. Now, if you're not sure who that is, we've got a little bit. We actually talked about this lady a couple of weeks ago. Hit it, Vicky. Australian icons, they're hitting back and they're taking their own.
They're hitting. Who's Australian icons? What? Yeah. John Farnham?
No. The kangaroo.
The kangaroo?
The kangaroo, Christina. Melbourne jogger has had emergency surgery after she was ripped kicked and mauled by a rogue kangaroo.
So that's the person that went up to the celebrity.
That's the lady. It's gone up to the celeb and go, hey, I'm basically you.
Oh my gosh. This lady was like punched by a kangaroo. Did she have any scars on her face?
I don't know. She's either going around with the sign saying, I got punched by a kangaroo, that or she's the new guest on Celebrity Get Me Out of Here. I don't know.
Well, she's got props on herself, that's for sure.
Well, she knows how to deal with a wild animal, so.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.